Welcome, fellow writers, to the Inspired Writer Collective podcast, your go-to hub for all things writing. We're your hosts, Elizabeth and Stephanie. Whether you're a seasoned wordsmith or just dipping your quill into the inkwell of creativity, we're absolutely thrilled to have you with us. Drawing from our experience in publishing, diverse writing genres, and the daily grind of showing up for yourself, we're here to be your writing companions. Expect insightful discussions, expert tips, and a dash of inspiration as we navigate the twists and turns of the writing journey together. So whether you're listening on your commute, during your writing session, or just relaxing at home, get ready for an immersive experience that celebrates the art and joy of writing.
Hi. All right, here we go. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you today?
Hi, Stephanie. I'm doing okay today.
Good. Well, listener, we just actually finished doing one of our time to write sessions where we came together and chatted a little bit about our goals for the writing time. And so we're really excited to share some of that as well, because that focuses so well on our topic today, which is about writing in community, which we feel is so important in this process as writers to be writing in community. So, Elizabeth, how did it go for you today during our time to write?
Oh my gosh, it's always so nice. I love the accountability of the meeting time, but you know, sometimes it's just me showing up, and I do still show up and do, you know, whatever it is that I intend to work on, but it's so much nicer when you or other people are there so that like I have people to bounce ideas off of or just to talk through and get feedback on, you know, what I've written for the day. And also just knowing that like other people are working on their own projects serves as inspiration for me. I really get inspired by other writers. And I also felt that yesterday in our in-person library sponsored writers group that we get to take part in locally, in hearing the ways that other writers continue to push themselves forward as they move through their writing and editing processes. There are a couple of poets in the group that are submitting their poetry for like publishing and contests in different magazines. And I just find it so inspirational. And I know I would not feel any motivation to do that kind of thing and to put myself out there in that way if it weren't for those people. And ironically enough, those same people said that we, as well as other writers in the group, were some of their sources and for motivation for even putting, you know, that kind of stuff out there, for showing up as a writer out in the world. And I love that cyclical nature of it, the way that what you put out, you also then get as well. It's like that give and receive piece of community that, I mean, it has so much power.
It absolutely does. I absolutely agree with you, because I know for me, it really helps to have the scheduled time in my calendar to say, I'm showing up for myself. And not only just for myself, but for others, for you and others who join us in this journey, because it is inspirational to hear the enthusiasm and the excitement that comes after the time of writing. And I was able to get, you know, 3 handwritten pages of writing done today. And I'm not so sure that would have happened if I had been left to my own devices today. I could have probably found a million other things to do, but being able to show up and know others are counting on me to show up, or just having that sense of the camaraderie of writing. And I love too that, you know, we're writing in different genres, but we can still learn from each other, because we don't have to be writing the same thing to make progress as writers. It's really that sense of connectedness and community. And like you mentioned, we're fortunate to have an in-person group as well through our library, and being able to hear all the different pieces of writing that were shared yesterday and the thoughtful feedback that everybody was giving and just the different voices in the room, you can learn so much from that. And while we don't share during our time to write, we're sharing ideas and we're sharing our energy, and that serves as so much for moving the process forward.
And I have found that a lot of the times when I sit down for these time to write sessions and I set my intentions and I start working on something, writing something, I am more likely to then return to it or put in additional work beyond the, 1 hour meeting time, because it just gets that spark of inspiration and motivation going. And then it just sets me off on like a really productive, positive path for the day when I start with the morning session. There's a lot of times that I'll then jump on the evening session with you, just because maybe I didn't get all the way through what I wanted to do for the day, or didn't like wrap up my writing in a tidy little bow for the day, get to a good stopping point within the confines of the meeting time. But I have found that it motivates me to then keep going on my own.
Oh, absolutely. I find that that happens for me too. And interestingly enough, especially with writing fiction, I find that the characters take on a life of their own inside my head. And I've heard people say that often happens, that sometimes the creative process is happening outside of sitting down and actually putting words on the page, that it's that time in between when you've had a burst of time putting words on a page, and then you have time to let your mind mull over and work through and figure pieces out, that then you can come back to the page again and find, new ideas and other sources of inspiration from whatever might have happened during the day. And it's funny to me because I think I've mentioned this before. I've written so much nonfiction that the shift to fiction is so interesting to me, with the fact that the characters take on this life. And I don't know that I'd have as much motivation to keep showing up if it weren't for having the connectedness of community, because I do find ways to find other things to do. And it's that coming back around and knowing that there's a space for me where I can feel just secure in being myself as a writer. We're here to support and guide and encourage and allow people the space to work on the projects that they're holding on their heart, that they want to share and get their story and their voice out in the world. And I certainly haven't always thought of myself as like, oh, I'm going to be a best-selling fiction, contemporary romance, but that's on my vision board for myself of like, yes, I'm going to be doing this. And, there are probably people who are that mean girl voice in the head or whatever it is, but I just shush that and say, no, like, this is my vision. And we want to share that energy with others. And that's why this community exists, is because we're, real people who are showing up to the page to say, we're writers and we're going to make this happen.
Yeah, I have a couple of different thoughts about that, and I hope I can hold on to all of them in my mind. One, I love the immediate feedback at the like wrap up time of the time to write sessions. I've just written something and I'm not like reading it out loud to get like specific critique on it, but I'm sharing with you, with the group, the gist of what I've written. Not only am I calling out that win and noting that success of like today, it was 1300 words related to a very emotional situation that happened for me yesterday. Speaking of vision boards, I made the mistake of putting moving boxes on my vision board this year, thinking that it was going to be someone else moving in with me, not necessarily me moving. But ironically, be careful what you manifest. Because I just found out that I will need to move. My landlords are selling my current rental. And so I wanted to take that time to really capture those feelings in the moment before this situation resolves, before I look back on it with rose-tinted glasses and with the, happy little bow on top of it. I wanted to capture, for memory, the feelings of yesterday, the ways that different people, including you, showed up for me yesterday, and the way I felt supported and upset, but also confident that I could figure out what's next. So it's so helpful for me to be able to then share, like, this is what I wrote today. Here's how I ended it. I, referred back to my first chapter and used the same, and to hear your feedback on it immediately in that moment versus having to even wait until the next critique group or whatever rolls around. It's so helpful. And I also love the ability to, like, call out the wins in the moment. It's easy to look at my progress, my schedule, the amount of quantifiable time I put into something, and wonder if I'm having any gains, if I'm making, if I'm finding success. But by calling them out literally immediately after having completed something in these time to write sessions, I think that is really what's leading into the sense of motivation I feel to keep going.
Yeah, I agree. I think that being able to share right away of, what's accomplished and like you said, how many words. I don't know how many words I wrote, but I do know that it's three handwritten pages, which is huge. That's better than having no handwritten pages for the day and having some progress in figuring out the next steps. And then even with my work, you jumped in with an idea as I was tossing around, where I was going. And, so then that's helpful too, because we can't always have all the ideas. And that's the beauty of writing in community is saying, like, oh, I'm stuck here, or this is what I was focusing on. And having another perspective come in, even if they haven't read it, is always like, oh, well, that's a, that's a nugget that I can put in, or I can save that for later, or that's an idea for, the next book, or you don't have to take the feedback because ultimately it's your own project. But it's just really helpful to have that sense of connectedness. I mean, you hear people talk so often about how being a writer is isolating, and there's this idea that somehow you're supposed to be like in the great ivory tower, with the perfect desk and the perfect pen and the perfect whatever. And really, it's what we've discovered is that's not what it's about. It's about building connections, and it's through those connections that you get the energy and the inspiration to move forward. I mean, even yesterday in our in-person group, we were talking about all of the people who we know who started writing their book in the group and are now published, a year or two later. And just that's evidence of that too, of that community. And while we have the fortunate advantage to be able to access one in person as well, we created this space online because we know the power of having that community and that sense of connectedness with others. And I mean, we're, as we've talked about, it's whatever project you're working on, this is the space to show up and get the encouragement and the motivation to get it done because your story deserves to be out in the world.
Yeah, I'll share some quick comments. I posted in a totally different community that's based around tarot readings. One of the recent tarot readings for the month for my rising sign talked about, you're going to form community. You're going to be the leader of this community. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm doing that. I have a writing community I just started. And the tarot reader for that community had said, you have everything you need except the people. But the people are on their way. And so that's why I felt led to comment. And I sent you screenshots about of three different people that like replied to my comment. And they said, I'm interested. Is there a link you can provide? I'm currently taking classes for a writing certificate. I want more. I'd like to know what your work is. There was someone else that said, I'm also interested in what you're building. I like writing, but generally do it in a vacuum. A community of writers sounds like it could be the thing I need. And, it was so fulfilling to hear those words because that is exactly what you and I know to be true about the world of writing and the fact that most writers do not have access to the in-person meetings. I remember when my sister was starting to work on her memoir and she was in California. And even in a bigger town like Modesto, which is much bigger than our little town,
Yep.
she went to the library to ask if they knew of any sort of writer's group. And they laughed at her and they're like, oh, no, we don't have anything like that here. And if a town that size can be void of the opportunities, so can pretty much anywhere else. Or maybe you're in a situation where you have to be home because of childcare or some other thing so that the meeting times of those groups are not conducive. That's the benefit of the online feature. The other thing I wanted to highlight is I just started reading Atomic Habits by James Clear.
I
And
love.
so I love what you said. You know, you've said multiple times already throughout this recording, I am a writer. And then, you know, some other thing about how that affects your habits and how you show up for yourself. And if you read his book, you will find that that is the key to sticking with positive habits, is integrating those beliefs of your identity in. Because if you say, I'm a healthy person, you're more likely to eat healthy foods, to go for that walk when you could otherwise sit on the couch and watch Netflix. By saying I am a writer, by owning that identity and that piece of your identity, then you will more easily fall into the habits of a writer, which is sitting down to write. But until you identify as a writer, it's a little bit more white knuckling and willpower that you're relying on, and those eventually run out. And so I think there's so much value in what you're doing, Stephanie, in calling that out and saying, I am a writer.
Well, there is, I mean, there is so much value in that. And I love Atomic Habits is by James Clear is one book that I've actually read it a few times, just because I always find it's one that you can go back to. You don't have to always read it cover to cover, but he has so many good messages, and especially that one of establishing the belief system for yourself. And that's where writing in community comes in too, is that when you're in a community with people who share in your vision and of who you are, it makes it easier to show up. It makes it easier to believe in that identity that you've taken on for yourself. Because I think to myself, I found my people. You know, when I think about the online community we have, and when I think about the in-person community, and that's what's so powerful, is believing, you know, I can do this. You know, I can show up for myself, and I am a writer. And the other piece that I really like out of Atomic Habits is that he talks about starting small. And I think that, and I really appreciate that perspective, because when you start with small steps, small actions lead to bigger changes. And that's what we're learning too, is that, you know, we're taking small steps as we're building the community. We're taking small steps with our own writing, you know, writing in certain blocks of time. We're not thinking that we have to sit down for, you know, oh my goodness, I have the entire day and I need to spend the entire day writing. No, you don't need to spend the entire day writing. In fact, that's completely counterproductive to the entire process. At least I believe that. But showing up in these small, concentrated chunks of time for yourself, and especially in community, are so powerful.
The other piece about community is once you identify, talking about identity, once you identify with being a member of a particular community, you show up. I show up to our in-person writers group, whether I have any of my own writing to share and get feedback on or not, because I gain so much insight from even hearing other people's writing. And I like to be there, A, to support them and offer any sort of feedback, but B, it is self-serving as well to be exposed to other people's writing, to, you know, as you help someone navigate maybe a plot hole or a method of storytelling, you're learning for yourself. how to then implement those skills, and you're just getting exposed to so much more. I am a significantly better writer, having been a part of the in-person writing group over the last year. And I know for a fact that taking the time to be in this online community, especially with the addition of things like book club, where we're digging into books, reading them as a writer, those are going to be skills that I get to take and apply to my own writing. And there's no way that anybody can show up for these writing times, can do the reading of for the book clubs and not see improvements. It would just be unfathomable that you could do that and not see advancements in both your quantifiable amount of writing or editing that you get done, but also in the quality.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. I'm with you 100% in that perspective, because I know that I'm not always the most disciplined, and that's where having the community helps me too, because when I kind of go a little off track, just knowing that there are others who are working on things and showing up with them and for them makes me more likely to show up to do them. And the great thing with taking on, saying I am a writer and really focusing on this too, is I just feel so much more excited about my process, about my journey as I'm moving through this, because I think, oh, I get to share what I'm doing, but I also get to hear what, Elizabeth's doing or somebody else is doing. And it's so great to see, your progress and the smile on your face and the enthusiasm with that. I mean, it's just one of those pieces where you're like, okay, like I want to feel that way too. And I do feel that way when I show up and I get the writing done. And it's the same thing even in our in-person group, when someone feels a little timid to share, that knowing that you have that connectedness between the group within the group, that there's a comfort in that. And, listener, you don't always have to share as part of showing up for our writing times, because, a lot of writers are also incredible introverts. I am, doing all of this online showing up has been, definitely outside my comfort zone. But what I find is that it's incredibly empowering to step outside my comfort zone and, share my experience. We're sharing our experience about this writing community, and we want that for you, which is why we're showing up and taking the steps to make this possible and available.
I just pulled up too the motivation I had posted for today's time to write, because I think it's so relevant to what you just shared. And it's a quote attributed to John Green saying, "The only way out is through. The only way through is together." And when I saw that, I was just really struck by it, because I feel like it encapsulates the mission of this community. And we know that writing is a process, and at times it flows, and at times it's tricky and sticky and mucky and hard. But the only way to write a book is to sit down and write it. And it's so much easier when we can do that together. The other thing I want to highlight is that while we don't have a way yet to share our writing and get specific critique on our writing, that is absolutely a part of the short-term plan, that as we grow membership, we are going to create critique groups so that you do have a place where you can share whether it's something you wrote in that time to write session that week or something you've been working on more long-term. You'll have an opportunity to share and get specific feedback. We just have to make sure we're growing this process organically and sustainably, because we want to make sure that that is something that is supportive to the writing and that we do have a wide variety of feedback on the writing. But that's coming. There will be a way to do that as well, which I think is amazing.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things too, as being a founding member right now, is participating in helping to shape the look and feel of the community right along with us, and to contribute to what would work for you as a member within a critique group and what your needs are. And so it's very exciting as we continue to grow to see what happens inside the community.
And it's already growing. I just looked, pulled up, just to pull out that quote that I had posted and saw that we already have another new member. So it's growing, it's happening. The people are showing up, and I'm just so excited to see where this takes us. And I'm so honored to be a co-leader with you in this community. And I can't wait.
I feel the same way. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Inspired Writer Collective podcast. We hope you found inspiration, insights, and connection to yourself as a writer. If you enjoyed this episode, please share, subscribe, and leave us a five-star review. Remember, the power of storytelling lies within each of us, and by supporting one another, we can amplify our voices and craft narratives that resonate with the world. We're not just about words on a page. We're passionate about the craft, the process, and building a supportive community. Become a part of our community by connecting with us on social media. You can find us on Instagram and YouTube at Inspired Writer Collective, on TikTok at Inspired Writer LLC, by joining our writing community online at inspired-writer-collective.mn.co. And let's continue this writing journey together. You can find links in the show notes. Until next time, fellow writers, may your pens be mighty and your stories captivating. Happy writing.